This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, welcome. Happy Thursday, everybody. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Change of plans today. By the way, we weren't going to have Dr. Kelly with us today. That was planned. She's got a speaking engagement today. Steve House was going to join us, but got called in last minute to a meeting that is going to run through this time frame. So it's just me for this hour. Got plenty to talk about, though. And lines will be open this entire hour. I don't have any guests, so if you want to call in and chat about anything we've talked about this week, some of the things we covered even on Tuesday, Andy and I, when it came to the GOP and the Trump trial, things along those lines, if you want to call in, feel free to do so. I've got several topics to cover this hour. Regardless, impossible question of the day yesterday, which I think I forgot to give out, so I apologize. But on the 18th of January, 2006... Star Trek actor William Shatner sold a kidney stone that he had passed the previous year to an online casino, GoldenPalace.com. How much did he sell it for? The answer was $25,000. I'd sell a kidney stone for $25,000. I don't know that anybody'd want that, but hey, more power to you. He donated the money then to Habitat for Humanity. So good job, Will Shatner. Today, impossible question of the day. How many feet is the shortest international bridge? How many feet is the shortest international bridge? And it'll be a lot shorter than most think. So that is the question of the day. And again, our studio line, 303-477-5600. Text line, I should mention more often. Most of you know it by now, and it's on the website as well. But 307-200-8222. 307-200-8222. All right. Article that I don't know if somebody sent to me. I get so many things that come to my inbox. If somebody did, I apologize in not mentioning who this is. It may be something I found as well. I get a lot of news feeds and things that come to me. But Libs of TikTok on Twitter, X, posted a video, which I won't play. But it's students walking out of Nebo High School District in Utah to protest the school allowing furries to terrorize other students. Now, I would think by now most people know what a furry is. But just in case, these are individuals that feel for some unknown reason they're a, I don't know, dog, cat, raccoon, I guess any type of animal, and they dress up and act accordingly. Some will act like a cat or a dog or whatever. I mean, it's like full character sort of thing. So the students here claim that these furries bite I can't hardly keep a straight face through this. They bite them, they bark at them, and they pounce on them without repercussion, and if they defend themselves in any way, they are the ones that get in trouble. So there's a walkout. I can't blame them. And I'm not much in the way of walkouts when it comes to kids in school. Quite honestly, you guys have all heard me talk about that. I just don't feel like that's the place. This is an exception. If I were a student and there was some total nut job, because that's what they are, some nut job furry running around terrorizing the school, and I'm the one getting in trouble for defending myself against someone either, you know, biting or barking or, you know, jumping on me. I mean, I can't believe I'm even talking about this. This is how This is how screwed up our public school system has gotten, folks. We're going to talk to Ryan Walters, the superintendent of Oklahoma school districts, the entire state, on Monday. He's got some things that happened recently in Oklahoma we'll talk about, and I'm going to ask him about this one as well. But this is the level of stupidity that's now happening in the public school system. Charlie says, I thought the school district all told us that furries were a made-up thing. Yeah, I think, Charlie, I think you are right, that it's just a made-up thing and this doesn't really happen. In Colorado especially, in fact, Heidi Ginnall got in trouble, really, in the press even, for talking about this in school districts, and school districts even in Colorado. And the district's response was, this is all in your head, these things aren't happening, it's not true. And it really, you know, I'm sure, I don't know whether it cost Heidi anything or not, but Heidi was correct, and this is what's going on, and it's nonsense. It's absolute, utter nonsense. And it's not just Utah this is happening, by the way, folks. That's the point here. This is happening in a lot of places, to Charlie's point, happening even here in Colorado, and yet the school districts will say, oh, no, this isn't happening. And in the case of the school district here in Utah, NEBO, however you say it, N-E-B-O, NEBO is how I would say it, they're not even allowing the kids to defend themselves. Now, I can tell you one thing. If any one of my kids and or grandkids decided that this was an okay behavior to dress up in some sort of a weirdo costume and or wear the face paint or whatever and run around acting like something that they're not, we'd have a problem. There would be a definite day of reckoning. Trust me in that. This is absolute, utter nonsense, and the kids, parents, and or teachers of these kids that are allowing this, they are as much at fault as the kid is. Somebody at some point has to be an adult in the room. And as I talked on Monday after coming back from vacation, it's evident parents aren't going to be. Parents today are clueless, by the way. They're absolutely clueless. They're held hostage by the kid because they allow it, and they basically give in to anything the kid asks for. That is not how this works, by the way. So parenting 101 is you are the parent, they are the child, and what you say goes. Period. End of discussion. As I've told all of you many, many times, the way I ran my household, and I was very clear in this with my kids, I used to tell them, guys, this is not a republic or a democracy, it's a dictatorship, and what I say goes. I don't care what it is you're asking for. The answer will be as such, and that's what we will do, period. Now, are there times for explanations and so on? Absolutely. Are there other times where it's just a matter of, I'm going to say this is how it is and this is how it is? Yes. That's the parent's duty, by the way. That's our right as a parent. And no, the kids have no rights. Now, I am not for, you know, abusing kids or any of that kind of stuff. In fact, I've got an article in a moment where I'm going to go the opposite end of this and tell you what's not okay to do as a parent. Because, yes, I believe in being a proper parent. We don't abuse kids. On the same token, we don't allow kids to, in this case, abuse themselves by acting like something they're not. Once again, someone has to be the parent. And it's high time parents started being that. I wish parents had to take a test before ever having kids. Unfortunately, that's not how it works. I'm also afraid that in today's world, most would fail the test of what it takes to be a parent, and they wouldn't be allowed to have kids. And I'm all for having kids. You guys all know that. Our birth rate is way down. On the same token, our IQ is as well. Especially the IQ that it takes to being a parent. So I'm in this particular story in Utah, I'm not faulting these kids at all. They are right in doing what they're doing. I fault the parents and the teachers for allowing this nonsense. I really come back to the parents. Now, I guess there might be parents that might be deceived and maybe don't know that their kid is going to school and then becoming a furry at school, although I highly doubt that a parent wouldn't know that. In a lot of cases, these kids, you know, they show up as a furry, as an animal, basically. Let's call it what it is. They show up as animals. And it's just utter nonsense. They either have a mental condition, they're pushing the boundaries, They're trying to get by with whatever they can. They're trying to be different. I don't really know what the issue is. Don't care, frankly. And by the way, as you guys all know, I'm probably a psychologist's worst nightmare. Absolutely a psychologist's worst nightmare. Because my fix on things is not what a psychologist does. Not anywhere close. I will also tell you that my feeling is because we've become so soft in a lot of these areas, even in the psychological world, that it's why we are where we are. We are more worried about someone's feelings than their actions. Sorry, folks. I don't buy that. I think a lot of the depression and different things that we have even going on in the country, the quote-unquote mental illness, is simply because of some of the things I'm talking about right now. No, I'm not an expert. I'm not a psychologist. Don't want to be. Nothing against those that are. I have family members that are, so, you know, hey, whatever. I'm not that. I probably drive my own family members crazy because of who I am and how I act. And no, I would have a really, really, really hard time laying down on a couch having somebody ask me a bunch of stupid questions. Sorry, that's me. You guys know me. I just say what I think. I would not do well on that particular end of things. Just not who I am. And I have lots of feelings and thoughts on all of this that in most cases I keep to myself because I know that they're probably not super popular in today's world. And I also do know that real solid mental illness where somebody has a real problem, they do exist. I understand that fully. And I am by no means making fun of any of those individuals. And some of you that are listening that either are that or know some of those individuals, I by no means am making fun of those people whatsoever. Some people need real help, and I get that. My fear today, though, is the people that really need the help are not receiving it because all of the people that, frankly, probably don't need any help are sucking up all of those resources. That's my fear. The people that really, really, really do need help, in a lot of cases, aren't getting it because of lots of factors, and some of those, I do believe, is because somebody else sucks up all of the time and resources that, frankly, just need a swift kick in the rear end. And get to work and move on. My own thoughts. I know this is normally a, you know, Thursday edition with Dr. Kelly and Steve, and I don't know what their thoughts would be along these lines. I think I kind of know where Dr. Kelly falls into this. I've actually got an article that she asked me to put off until next Thursday, where it's becoming popular in other parts of the world, where if you have a mental illness, they just euthanize you. Done. Assisted suicide. And it's happening with people as young as their late 20s. It's really, actually, I read one article, early 20s. It's sad, actually. Sad that you would get to the point in your 20s whereby you don't feel like life is worth living enough that you have to have assisted suicide. So, anyways, I got a lot more to talk about. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers is going to join me at 5 o'clock today. We'll talk about the mortgage world, housing, interest rates, all of that we'll do at 5. In the meantime, Kurt's number, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the 3s and 4s on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
All right, Dr. Scott would love to be your doctor, and he doesn't think like the rest of doctors really that are out there, the majority. There, no, there's a few that are like him, but the majority, yeah, he does not think like them. He is not beholden to big pharma, big insurance. He just wants to do what's best for you. Find him today by calling 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
All right. Is solar a good fit for you? And some of you that may have looked in the past and thought, yeah, it doesn't really work for me. I don't get the right tax credits. I don't know if I can make that actually happen. Well, there's some new programs out to where that has changed and it may work very well for you. Call Alan Davis and find out how. 303-378-7537.
The big secret that most solar salesmen don't want you to know is that you should not have to pay up front for a solar system. Alan Davis has seen those smarmy sales guys knocking on your door right at dinner time, and I'm sure you have too. Don't pay them a dime. Alan Davis of Level Engineering will teach you about the PPA program, which allows you to have solar installed on your home at no cost. It's monitored and maintained, and you are guaranteed to pay less for your energy than you are right now. It's a no-brainer. The catch is that the company gets the tax credit instead of you, which isn't a big factor for most people. Alan Davis will set you up with the equipment you need, all professionally installed, with ongoing maintenance, including your roof maintenance, and a 25-year warranty. For less than you're paying right now. Guaranteed. Don't just sit there. Call Alan Davis of Level Engineering at 303-378-7537. Do it now and find out how you can use solar energy to say goodbye to those steadily increasing power bills. That's Alan Davis at 303-378-7537.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado, Dave Hart, and Dave's actually out looking at my roof. I told you guys I went through that, you know, 100-mile-an-hour windstorm we had recently, which, by the way, for my particular roof, after Dave treated it, that would be the second one of those large windstorms I've been through with literally no damage. Dave just texted me a moment ago and said, nope, John, everything looks great. So there you go. Roof Savers of Colorado, have Dave out, look at your roof, find out if he can extend the life of your roof at the same time, and then if any repairs are needed or replacement, he can do that also. 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax Rejuvenation Treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, I got a few text messages that came in for that last segment. Some say, scary part is their definition of mental illness is you believe in God, you're a Christian. Boy, you're mentally ill. The only way out is suicide. It will or probably has happened. Yeah, you know, I can't deny that. Somebody else also sent me an article that I'll use next week with Dr. Kelly talking about the states here in the U.S. There's 20 states that are vying for, and I'm guessing they're probably blue states, vying for assisted suicide as well. So thank you guys, by the way, for all the text messages and the things that you send in. I appreciate that very much. And a couple of you asked today about finding past shows. There's a couple easy ways to do that. You can go right to the website, rushtoreason.com, click on show notes, click on any day if you want. If you know the day, click on that day. But if you just are looking for something, you can click on any day and a search bar will come up. And you can literally type in any subject or any particular person that we talk to, and it'll give you then, it'll fill in the blanks of all the different times we've had, for example, Dr. Scott and Dr. Kelly or whoever it might be. Somebody texted a moment ago and wanted to listen to Scott Garlis last night. Same thing. You could type in Scott Garlis and find all the episodes that Scott's been with us as well. But it's really easy. RushToReason.com. Just go to the show notes drop down. Just click that. Go to the calendar. Click any day. You can use the search. But in the case of Scott, where he was on yesterday, just click on yesterday's date, which would be the 17th of April, the Wednesday. Open it up, and producer Ann does a really good job of categorizing all those things, and you can click on all the different things that we have done and even sectioning some of those things out where you don't have to listen to all 3 hours, for example. You can go to that exact particular slot where you want to listen to that and even send that on to somebody else. You can also subscribe through SoundCloud, which there's a link on the website too, but you can also subscribe to SoundCloud and our podcasts, and everything will just automatically feed into you as those update. Now, keep in mind, SoundCloud is not instantaneous. In other words, sometimes by the time it propagates, it may take a few hours after producer Ann loads things up, either late one evening or early the next morning. It may take a little bit for everything to propagate to where you see all of that in your feed itself, but you can also do it that way and subscribe. It's called an RSS feed. You can subscribe that way and handle that also. But you can always go to the website, rushtoreason.com, and find it that way. All right, I told you that I would give you the opposite of these kids and the furries and what's going on in Utah and so on. You're talking about, in that case, you know, where are the parents and what are they doing when it comes to the furries? Now, this is complete bad parenting. There is no excuse for what this particular mom did, and I've read this now. This is about the third story on this type of topic I've read recently. In one case, a child died. It's criminal. So a mom left kids 6 and 8 at home alone while she went on a cruise. This is a Texas mom out of Houston, Harris County. Police were called to a luxury high-rise apartment on April 9th after neighbors reported that a 6-year-old and 8-year-old had been left alone inside one of the units. And yes, those are both too young to leave alone. Even though there's probably some really responsible 8-year-old kids keeping, you know, track of themselves 24 hours a day throughout the entire day for whatever the extended time frame that this particular individual, you know, however long mom is on a vacation, yeah, that doesn't fly. Not acceptable. Not on any level. Now, I will go as far as to say, because this is where it probably gets a little bit dicey with people and their thoughts, if the oldest one is 15, 16, and the youngest one is 8, 9, is it okay then? You know what? That's a judgment call. I think it depends on the responsibility level of that 14, 15-year-old. I don't think there's a blanket statement. For example, when I was that age, could I have watched my siblings? Absolutely. When I was raising kids, I had some 14 and 15-year-olds, 13-year-olds even, that could have easily managed the household. Now, would I have left them alone for a week? No. But could they have handled it? Yes. So I don't think there's a blanket statement of this is the, you know, because there's been situations across the country where a 8 or 9-year-old is running around on their bicycle and all of a sudden the parents are in, you know, the kid's in protective custody because the parents let the kid ride around on their bicycle. That's also ridiculous. But in this particular case, when you go on a cruise, keep in mind she left on the 6th of April. I don't believe she came back and got arrested until, I want to say, the 10th. Actually, the 11th is when she was arrested. So she was gone on a 4 or 5 day cruise. I don't care if it was a one-day cruise, by the way. Not acceptable. So, Miss Letitia, you should be behind bars. Your kids should be taken from you because it's evident you're not a responsible parent. I don't know what in your world makes you think it's okay to leave your kids all alone that are 8 and 6. And the other story that I read while I was on vacation, which I couldn't watch, I can't watch these things, was an infant in a crib. And mom goes on vacation, leaves the baby in the crib, and baby dies. I think the baby actually got out of the crib, but baby dies. Again, totally, totally, totally unacceptable. I don't know what's going through people's brains. If you can't be responsible enough to have kids, then don't have them. And if you really feel that way already after having them, go to an adoption agency and find somebody that you can put your kids in the care of, another family member, somebody that loves kids, somebody that wants to have kids, somebody that can't have kids, which, by the way, there are a gazillion families out there. You hear Dave Hart and his ads talking about, you know, the deal that the Wendy's founder started when it comes to adoption of kids and so on, that foundation. There are tons of individuals out there that cannot have kids that are more than happy to take your kids from you. So, you know, in these particular cases, that's what these parents need to do. If they are that irresponsible that they can't find somebody to watch their kids while they go on vacation, and vacation is that important, they're just going to leave them alone, they are not fit to be parents. And, yeah, those are situations where their parental rights should be gone, done. You no longer have the right to be a parent. So as I talked during the first hour, yes, I'm pretty hard on how things work and what we should do as parents and so on. On the same token, I'm not going to give any leeway to somebody that does this to their kids. It's ridiculous. It's criminal. Shouldn't happen. What will happen to this particular lady, I have no idea. She's been charged with child endangerment. I hope they take the kids away from her. Now, to dovetail into this, I'm still one that believes these things come from the fact that we don't value life like we once did. We have gotten to the point where life just doesn't have the same value that it once did, and it's okay to do this to other individuals, especially kids. So I'll jump to Craig. Craig, what's going on, sir?
Hey, John. You know, we spoke briefly yesterday about the mayor's budget cuts on the police department. Well, it doesn't just pertain to the police, it's fire.
Oh, yeah, it's not really across the board, but it affects a lot of agencies, yes.
To the tune of $41 million
Correct.
Total.
Correct.
Plus some change. Now, I listened to a national broadcast. We're now making the national news. And as one gentleman's opinion was that, you know, when you subsidize something, you're probably going to attract more of it.
Yep.
So fully expect, you know, more illegal immigrants to make their way to Denver and become, you know, the burden of Denver, and to the point where, you know, Denver could find itself bankrupt if they continue to do this.
You are 100% correct, Craig. And by the way, somebody just texted that he was getting a quote on something for his home, and when the person that came in to work on his particular home, he's listening to Sonos, and the guy said, hey, I was just listening to that in the car. So thank you all, by the way, so much for listening. We appreciate it. But no, Craig, you're exactly right. And I saw a video the other day where a guy's in a fishing boat and he's fishing. He said, you know, isn't it interesting that the Department of Agriculture, who, by the way, handles SNAP and all of that, is the same department, by the way, that handles the national parks, where they will tell you, do not feed the wild animals, because when you do, we make them dependent upon humans for their life. And yet it's the same agency, Craig, that will hand out dollar after dollar after dollar in food stamps, et cetera, creating a dependency on that side.
Well, you know, ultimately, this all goes back to Mayorkas and the lack of border enforcement.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I don't blame Abbott, you know, Governor Abbott of Texas, for, you know, I think he made a lot of people aware of what Texas has been going through. And by busing them to so-called sanctuary cities and states and making them become, you know, their burden as well, you know, woke up a lot of people to this. But I went down the rabbit hole. I know these Senate hearings can be very tedious, but I watched a few last night, everywhere from Mayorkas being questioned about how many terrorists on the terrorist watch list have now entered our country. He couldn't answer that. He basically just keeps referring to, well, the next time we get together, I'll have those answers for you. So basically, he knows nothing about what's going on.
Nope.
Plain stupid. And I even watched some video of Granholm, the energy secretary. She holds stocks or has held stocks in energy companies, which is a conflict of interest. And she, her initial testimony was that she did not own any. And then when they dug into it, Josh Hawley got her on the stand and said, you know, you didn't know that you owned these stocks. Well, then you look at her. She sold off those stocks between the last time she was under testimony to this time being under testimony. These people are corrupt. They're incompetent. Everybody, Buttigieg, all of them, in my opinion, are incompetent. And the best thing we can hope for is that Donald Trump gets reelected and he brings them all into the boardroom, just like on The Apprentice, sits them all down. Energy Secretary, Transportation Secretary, Homeland Security, all of them. And you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, and just clean house and start all over.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what you'd have to do is literally just, you know, I wouldn't even bring him in. You just, you know, send him a letter. You're no longer, your service is no longer required by, and you put a new person in their place. Call it good. That's what I would do.
Yeah. So it just, it's amazing. These people under testimony, you know, in the Biden administration, they can't, I mean, when they're confronted point blank, and we have a few good, you know, senators, you know, unfortunately they're outnumbered just like we are on the state level,
right,
on the Republican side.
Right.
But Ted Cruz had a, I don't know if you want to call it a filibuster, but after the impeachment proceedings went to the Senate, of course, the Democrats all just walked out and just refused to even consider the issue, to which Ted Cruz said, well, this shows you that the Democrats don't care about your safety.
Yep.
They don't care about
Fact.
The safety of your children.
Fact.
Everybody.
Yep.
To allow this stuff to continue to go on because the man who's responsible for it, or the head of border security, has allowed this to happen, and the Democrats have just walked away from it. So this needs to be a big political point.
Agree. And again, Craig, why on our side, and I've said this, I'll continue to say it, the left has the mainstream media in their pocket. They can push out one thing, and every news organization will cover it. We don't get that opportunity, meaning we have to work that much harder at getting our message out. And I will tell you, Craig, we don't do that well enough. That is the biggest criticism of the Republican Party I have. We message absolutely awful.
Well, Ted Cruz made that very, very point. He said, I'm sorry, we had a couple dogs get into a little fight here.
That's all right.
He made the point that none of the press was present for his speech.
Of course. Yep, absolutely.
They don't want this. The mainstream media was not there in the room to record what he was saying to let everybody know that the Democrats basically don't care about your safety and don't care about how many terrorists may be in the country.
Yeah, they're not going to push that out, Craig. Not a chance.
No.
Not a chance. Nope, you're spot on. And, yeah, going back to the Denver situation. Yeah, and by the way, Craig, that $40 million, I'm guessing when it's all said and done, will increase. I've seen estimates somewhere around $80 million when it's all said and done. So they got to figure out how to get $80 million back some way, somehow.
Well, some city council people, you know, when confronted as to the impact it would have on the city, were bold enough to say that they won't see any impact. Of course, these are Democrats saying that.
Yeah, there will be impact. You cannot make those. Now, here's the thing. You may not see an immediate impact because, you know, some of these departments, some of that budget could be for, you know, replacement of assets and things along those lines. You know, take the police department, for example, some of that $8 million that they've just been, shuttered with, you know, that may be in future, you know, anything from communication to upgrades to cars to you name it, Craig. And the reality is you may not see that today, but you will at some point.
Yeah, and you've often said, you know, you yourself could come into a city management position and trim a lot of the fat off and reduce the budget, you know, on a city level or
Correct.
A state level. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff we pay for that you just would shake your head and go,
the difference here is we're not just shaving it, you're redirecting it to places it shouldn't be going in the first place. Craig, if I'm going to have it wasted, I'd rather at least have it wasted inside the police department, fire department, some of the other departments that they're now going to have cutbacks in. And yes, there's waste there, but I'd rather have it wasted there than on a bunch of illegals.
Well, again, let's just hope it doesn't subtract a bunch more, because, you know, they can find their way around the country.
And as I've said many times, Craig, it's not because I'm against immigration. I am for fair, legal, calculated. I believe we should have a merit-based immigration system. There's lots of things we can do to clean that up, and we need to. I am against illegal immigration on all levels. It doesn't need to happen. I also know that the arduous process we have for somebody coming here legally and wanting to work and build a life and so on is also not what it should be. It is screwed up across the board.
Well, some of those that have been, you know, photographed by drones, they showed some that were some of the illegals that had made it across the border into Mexico. When they saw the drones filming them, they started throwing rocks at the drones.
Yeah, and then most likely those are, again, I don't know for sure, but those are most likely not folks from Mexico, but people that are most likely traveling through, and they are the quote-unquote thugs of the groups, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And again, we don't know how – this is the problem we have with the immigration policies we have in the open border. We don't know who's coming across. That's the problem.
Well, Mayorkas obviously couldn't answer anything.
No, that guy's clueless, Craig. I mean, my dog's smarter than him.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not exaggerating, by the way, when I say that. My dog is literally smarter than he is.
But, you know, he's getting his orders from headquarters, as they used to say. So, you know, he's going to –
Yeah, I agree, Craig, but at some point, and this goes back to the, you know, the whole personal responsibility and even talking about the kids in Utah, the furries and so on. Craig, at some point, no matter where the marching orders are coming from, you as a human being have to say, you know what, I can't do this any longer. This is wrong. This is not good for the country, and I'm not doing this. But he's a coward. He won't do that.
No, I think they're all cowards.
They are. Absolutely.
You know, when confronted with, you know, exact examples naming a particular criminal, illegal immigrant from Venezuela, he said, why were these people not sent back? And he tried claiming that he has done a better job of sending these criminal illegal immigrants back to Mexico better than Donald Trump did during his administration. And that's laughable.
He's a liar. Yeah, he's a liar. Plain and simple. Craig, I'll leave it at that. Appreciate you, man. Have a great rest of your day. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next. $100 off. By the way, $200 off a touchless faucet right now as well. Give Hi-Fi a call today. It's 877-WE-HI-FIVE.
In a plumbing emergency, you need the most qualified plumber in the business on speed dial. You need Hi-Fi Plumbing. Hi-Fi has a team of local agents ready to respond to your emergency. They even have separate call center and dispatch agents. That means you won't get put on hold for eternity, and high-priority calls go directly to dispatch, saving you valuable time. Even during off hours or weekends, if it's an emergency, you'll get someone who can help you. Their response time is best in class, and you can read that for yourself in their more than 3,000 five-star reviews. For the month of April, they'll give you $100 off your repair. Just tell them you heard them on KLZ. Hi-Fi's techs are certified and constantly training for emergencies, so you're guaranteed to get the right tech for the job fast with Hi-Fi Plumbing. Just call 877-WE-HI-FI. Hi-Fi Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, make sure that you're ready for retirement. You're reducing your tax liability at the same time, and that's what Al Smith at Golden Eagle Financial can help you with. Call him today, 303-744-1128.
Your retirement plan needs to be reviewed periodically with Golden Eagle Financial to maximize the options of your retirement. Al Smith has seen almost every curveball that can be thrown at a retirement account. He's worked with folks who are just starting their savings or entering the job market, and people who retired 10 years ago. What they have in common is that a periodic review is essential to retiring with security and confidence. You don't have to worry about your retirement. Al will partner with you to go carefully through your plan and make sure you're still on track to retire comfortably and on your terms. Go to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation and get your retirement back on track. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Registered investment advisor, BCM, and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning is a special right now. Get your AC tuned up and take $50 off that tune-up. Call them today, 303-656-5467.
RainPro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC helps save you money and stay ahead of costly Colorado regulations. For example, their dual-fuel solutions use a heat pump for your primary heating and air conditioning with a natural gas backup. Cub Creek can outfit your house with a heat pump that heats and cools your home, coupled with your existing furnace, which will kick in only when the temperature drops too low for the heat pump. This solution solves the main problem with the heat pump, which is poor performance in very cold weather. And it allows you to continue to use the furnace you've already paid for when the temperature drops, saving you money. Cub Creek will talk you through your goals and help you balance cost with comfort. It's your home, and Cub Creek wants to be your guide through Colorado's confusing rules and incentives. Give Cub Creek a call today and start the conversation. There's no obligation. Go to klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, topic I haven't talked about much this week, and I actually commented on somebody's Facebook page, which I wasn't a friend with, and my post was deleted because this particular person was ecstatic about the fact that her student loan debt was now going to be forgiven. So my post was, and I was kind, but matter of fact, and I said, on behalf of all U.S. net taxpayers, you're welcome. That's all I said. A little snarky, I know, but it's the truth. People forget where the money's coming from. Uncle Sam didn't do anything for them. Uncle Sam has no money. Only money they have is what they print or collect and extort from us. They have no money otherwise. So everybody thinks, well, government's got all kinds of money. No, government has no money. Government has your money. And even the money that they're borrowing is on your back. Let's not forget that. Even the interest that we're all paying out of our tax dollars, which is a lot, most of what you just paid in taxes on April 15th, went towards the interest. Regardless, though, the taxes that we spend and the money that's borrowed and so on, it's all on your back. Government has no money. That's what's so irritating about those folks in Washington that spend. It's not their money. It's yours. They have no money. And it really is maddening, irritating, that those guys in Washington don't look at it that way, that the folks even here at the state level don't look at it that way, that the folks in Denver, as to Craig talking earlier, don't look at it that way. It's not their money. It's your money. It's your hard-earned dollars. You're working and paying taxes to make that happen. So, student debt. There's an article in Fox 31. It's a reprint from The Hill. Most student loan borrowers say they have delayed major life events due to their debt. Yeah, so what? No sympathy on my end. Yeah, so what? I don't care. You have choices all through life as to what you want to do. If you want to go to college and you want to incur debt and you want to have that kind of an education, and if you get out and you don't have the ability to earn, you know, X amount of money to cover all of your debts, including your student loans, and you have to forego some things, that's called life, L-I-F-E. And there is no sympathy coming from me. I don't care. Don't come whining to me because I don't care. I'm somebody that sacrificed a lot of things in my life being self-employed. And no, I didn't go to college, so no, I didn't have student debt. But on the same token, did I still, as a owner, especially early on in business, did you have to forego certain things And even today, do you forego things at times because the business or family or whatever requires more of your attention than the other item you would like to go do? Of course it does. It's called life. So I don't really care that they have foregone things because of student debt. I guess this article and the way it starts out is they want us to feel sorry for them so that this student debt forgiveness isn't so cantankerous at the end of the day, I guess. So dividing. I'm ticked about it. This is a giveaway. Shouldn't be happening. They borrowed the money, and they should be paying it back. Now, a lot of people would say, well, what about businesses that, you know, got PPP money, and they got this, and they got that? Keep in mind, that was during COVID, completely different situation. You know, was I in favor of all of that? No, but I really highly recommended every single business I coached to take it because it was going to go someplace. It was already earmarked. We were going to pay for it as taxpayers. You might as well participate if you're an owner. And all of my clients, with the exception of a couple, did. And should have. And I have no remorse over them doing so. At the end of the day, that was the right thing for them to do. Keep in mind, people forget this, employers match FICA tax out of their own pocket for every single worker they employ. I did the math here, I don't know, not long ago, I think during COVID, and went back and looked at how much FICA tax over the years had I paid, given that I've been self-employed since I was 22, 1986. How much FICA tax had I paid? It was in the, you know, millions of dollars I've paid in FICA tax out of my pocket. Keep in mind, as an employer, you're matching the FICA tax. And I'm also the tax collector, which ticks me off as well. Another thing that needs changed in this country. Businesses are the tax collector. They shouldn't be. If every person had to pay their own taxes, we'd have a completely different system in this country. It would not be what it is today. If you yourself had to write your own FICA check back to the government on a weekly, biweekly, or monthly basis, things in this country would change quickly. But given the fact it's all hidden and your employer pays all those for you, they're the tax collector, which, by the way, I do it for free. That's the other thing that really irks me. I do it for free. You have to do all of the filings, take all the money out, store that money, pay it as you need to, do all of that, and I get nothing in return from the government for doing so. In fact, if you don't pay, they slap you with huge fines and send you to jail. So I'm not only the tax collector, but if I don't collect the tax correctly, I go to jail. How is that fair, by the way? See, regular employees don't think about those things ever. I do as an employer because it's what we do. And it's wrong, by the way. It's absolute wrong. So anytime businesses have the ability to get something back from government in that regard, I will absolutely always tell them to take advantage of it because they're already getting screwed as it is across the board. So, side note, totally different from getting student loan forgiveness. A business taking PPP is not the same as student loan forgiveness at all. The person with a student loan did nothing initially to help the economy. Zero. And in some cases, don't do anything to help the economy down the road, depending upon what their degree's in. Some of them never do anything with their life other than flip burgers. They got the wrong degree. They didn't think ahead. They didn't plan ahead. And somehow now, as a taxpayer, that's my problem. No, it shouldn't be. It should be their problem. Now, I realize that the loan forgiveness things that are going on is not forgiving everyone's loans, but my feeling is any one of them is too much. One is too much. I don't care what field they went into. If an employer wants to reimburse you for your student debt because you worked so many years for them, that is their prerogative. More power to them. But I don't see how we as taxpayers should be on the hook for that at all. No one should have their student loans forgiven, as far as I'm concerned. Veteran Windows and Doors is next. If you're looking for an upgrade, windows, doors, you name it, free install right now with Veteran Windows and Doors. Give Dave a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
All right. Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist. Would love to help you with a reverse mortgage decision. It may be right for you. Find out today. Call him at KLZ Radio or find him and call him at klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage can make sense for you if you are properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, can help make sure you are ready. Many things you do not need to do first, like paying your bills off first or making certain repairs. And sometimes you will need to shore up some things on the home title or a repair that Bruce knows will be needed for the appraisal. The point is, you can be prepared for a reverse mortgage and move now rather than waiting. In an interest rate increasing environment, acting quicker rather than later puts more money in your pocket. Call Bruce Simmons for a free consultation at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right, K&R Home Transitions. Take the stress out of buying and selling your home today. Call K&R. Call them at find them again, call them at through all of our sponsors. I should say this all the time. Best way to do it is either my website, rushtoreason.com, or klzradio.com.
Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions know what the true value of your home is, and they also know how to show its other features.
K&R Homes sold our house in 30 days, and we got $10,000 over our listing price. We needed someone who was going to help us sell the entire value. So much so that when they put our video together, we didn't even know the house. It was so great. It was a beautiful, well-prepared, very professional home that even we wanted to buy our own home.
Kat and Robin understand what's behind your home's bones to see what it's truly worth.
What makes Kat and Robin special for us was they sold based on value. Our other agent that we had previously was really focused on us selling by price because of the market.
You know what your home is worth. You need a realtor that understands that too. Call K&R Home Transitions today at 720-437-8210. Or go to klzradio.com/homes to start.
All right, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, two locations to service you. They're fixing cars up in Fort Collins, selling cars, doing the same thing in Boulder. Whatever you need, give them a call. Find them at ridgelineautobrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Broker specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, minute left of this hour. Several of you, by the way, have sent me a video today. It's going around on Instagram, social media, where it shows a police officer that has pulled over a diesel truck for I don't know what reason, but basically the cop is reading this driver the riot act about how he doesn't like the sound, he doesn't like the noise, he doesn't like this, he doesn't like that, and at the end basically says, I really don't like the fact that people buy these trucks and don't use them what they're intended for. And the entire time I'm thinking to myself, none of your business. go do your job and shut up because, frankly, none of your business. Now, you guys all know me. I'm respectful of the blue. I want to see these guys protected and so on. But I also know that there are chumps like that guy that, frankly, don't deserve to wear the uniform. And, yes, I'll say that. I have no problem saying that. That is an example of somebody that is overreaching with their authority, and it doesn't matter what his opinions are. They literally, in that case, don't matter. We live in a free country. You can buy whatever vehicle you want to buy to drive around in, and as long as it's legal and everything else you're doing is above board, there's not a single thing he can do about it. So, yeah, thank you guys, by the way, for sending that. A couple of you have even texted and asked if I've seen it. And, yes, now, I don't know what the guy did prior, not giving the driver a full pass because not knowing it, but I will tell you that this particular officer is completely out of line in how he's handling the situation. So whatever it is, doesn't give him the ability to do what he did as a police officer. Hour 2 is next. Don't go anywhere. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.